For villages around the Arusha area of Tanzania, education can be challenging and expensive. These families are poor, and although they recognise the importance of education, they simply can't afford to send their children to school. So Tropical Trails, a Tanzanian-based tour company, decided to step in and help support a local school. They formed the Arusha Children's Trust, and with money from the company and their guests, they now educate dozens of local children. Janet Ngoti is from Tropical Trails and the Arusha Children's Trust.
They started first to find a piece of land. So after they got the piece of land, then they started to build one classroom. And when we started, we had few children to start with from the village. It was difficult because people around here, they don't know much about education. They don't know advantage of having education. So we had very few students. But after the other neighbors, they saw those few children we started with, how they improved. The other neighbors got encouraged and like, oh, I wish I could send my son or my daughter into that school. So slowly they started to bring their children. And because also we tried to find out something to attract the children to come to school, we start to provide porridge. So whenever children comes here, we make sure that they get porridge, they get some milk before they go home. So that really encouraged their parents because they cannot afford sometimes to give in even a cup of porridge to their children. So they are feeling, okay, if I send my child to this school, then not only education, also they will be fed by something.
And what are the age groups of the children that come to the school?
The age of children is from 4 to 6 years.
And where do they go after this?
After this, because we don't have more classes, we are forced to take them to the government school. So we have one of our teachers here organize the second step of the children. So he goes to the government school and he's explained to them about the children and invite them to come here even to visit the school. So they take them as a group of children, as one class, to the government school.
Now, if there is a government school, why do you need to provide a school and a classroom here? What's the point?
Because the government school is a struggling position. When you take your children to the government school, the teachers are not get paid on time. You find out maybe there are 100 children in one class. As we can go and visit, you will see one class have 100 children in it. So you find out for a teacher to teach 100 children, it's real hard. And also they don't have something to impress the children to go to school because the number of children, the number of teachers doesn't match. You find out the government school might have 800 children and the teacher, they may be 6 or 5 to teach 800. The life in government school is really difficult. Also when they go to the government school, they have to pay some money. They don't get that good education, but on top also they have to pay some money. It's not that much, but family here cannot afford even that small amount. It's expensive to them. So because they cannot afford, you find most of them, they don't send their children into this government school. And you find out also government school, they are far from where they live and no transport. So if your kid is like 4 to 6 years, they cannot walk to school, security reason. Also, they are too young to walk that far. That's why we decided to provide this school here close to them. It's easy for them to walk from home to here. And after class, they go back to home walking. They don't need someone to walk them home.
That's Janet Ngoti from Tropical Trails and the Arusha Children's Trust. For more information, visit arushachildrenstrust.org.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.